Blaine Athorn didn't sponsor Chris McGarahan. You heard the story. Blaine sponsored his buddy, who sponsored a friend of his who was a truck driver, who sponsored somebody in California. Blaine sponsored his buddy in Connecticut. That guy in California was doing a meeting in a hotel, and Chris McGarahan walked by and heard an audio being played on a cassette recorder. That's how they did the meeting back then. Very professional. Get a Radio Shack cassette recorder, invite people over, and push the play button. And Chris walked in and said, what's this all about? And Chris investigated and signed up. That's how he got in. So it's not who you know. It's who they might know. And it's who they might know. And it's who they might know. Your mentality is wrong. You think you have to sponsor the superstar. Maybe or maybe not. But here's the other thing. With rare exception, the superstars didn't join as a superstar. Do you understand? All the platinums, when you saw them, when they joined, I can guarantee you, none of you would say, that guy is going to be a superstar in this business. You would never pick them out. They don't join as superstars, they develop into superstars. Do you understand that? Stop looking around. You have all the prospects you want. Stop thinking about, and by the way, there are a lot of ways where you can get a prospect. Sure, you could set up a trade show booth and just pass out success secrets they don't want you to know about. You can do that all day long. You could buy a trade show booth for $1,500 at a trade show, maybe a franchise trade show, pay $1,500, buy a whole bunch of success secrets, free CD, and pass them out. And you may pass out $200 or $300. Well, when you add up your $1,500 and the cost of passing out the CDs, how much did it cost you for every lead? Whatever the number is. How many of those people are going to request a your wish? And yeah, you could get a prospect there, but here's the point. I don't know how that works. I don't know. You could lose a lot of money. You could go broke trying to get rich because you're trying to innovate. Some of you may think, I'm going to put classified ads saying free CD, success secrets they don't want you to know about, call. And maybe that's a really good idea to get somebody to call and say, yeah, I want a free CD. And you can send them a CD in your area or a small classified ad in your local area. I'm not saying that's a bad idea. You could put together a little radio ad and just run them right in your local area. Get a free CD, the success secrets they don't want you to know about. Call this number for a free CD, the success secrets they don't want you to know about. If you want to make money and become successful, call this number and get the success secrets they don't want you to know about. Call right now. And they can call your home phone. Hello? Hey, and now, give me your address and I'll send you the free CD. And maybe that's a good way to get some prospects. I don't know. Maybe you could produce a little television ad and write it in the area. You get prospects in your area to listen to the success secrets they don't want you to know about. I'm not saying there's a lot of other ways out there that are going to be effective. What I'm saying is, I don't know. And rather than teach you something that I don't know, I can tell you something that absolutely will work. And I can tell you this, you don't need anything else. Because just with your initial list, just with hot leads, and just with the people, the new people you meet, that's enough. If you do the business properly by working in your downline, you won't have enough time to be dealing with 30 or 40 brand new people every week. Do you understand? Because you can't sponsor that many.